reports against your new government, and in most cases this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, from Western Montana. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. It's currently 77 degrees outside. It's starting to cool off during the night, so fall is in the air. Join us in the chat room and onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth is in the control room to answer any phone calls and put you on air if you'd like to talk or discuss things. You know, Ralph, in listening to Ralph's show just before here, you know, I think of the fact that there's no national flags flying in heaven. And in lieu of that, if Ralph is going to quote some scripture, I'd like to remind the listeners there that John 666, that is where Christ laid out what it would take to follow him. And after hearing that, many of his followers left him. So one has to be or has to really define what it is to be Christian nowadays. Anyway, I had to laugh here. This is kind of a joke here, but this weekend we sure had a lot of the. I live on the reservation here. Sure, a lot of Indians wrecking their cars and stuff, rollovers off the roads, everything like that. Yeah, and I guess it's. I don't know why they're getting all tanked up because it's Labor Day weekend. Hi. But I'm kidding, folks. I know a lot of natives around here that work hard selling meth and other drugs. But anyway, you know, there's a lot going on here, and I don't know if people really see what, you know, I do a lot of reading. And when you do that reading, you connect the dots with all these lines that shows exactly where this country is headed. And in lieu of that, I have a short clip here that Kenneth is going to play here from George Bush. But this is back on the fact of when Bill O'Reilly said, if you can't support our troops, then shut up. And, of course, it had nothing to do with the troops because of it was U.S. policy, because we find out later on that it was all fabricated and everything like that. But, Ken, could you play that really quick play there from
we'll
Bush?
We'll kill you.
Yeah. Basically, all it says is, if you don't support the United States, we'll kill you. And that's on top of his quote there that that either you're with us or against us. And this is exactly the foreign policy that the United States has. And it doesn't matter if it's towards enemies or allies, like right now with the massive sanctions and tariffs and stuff. These are on fellow allies. And, of course, this is because of that full-spectrum dominance. But tonight's show is kind of interesting there because of the fact that I've been doing a lot of reading. And when you do reading, you get the gist of it. And I don't always stick to, quote-unquote, U.S. papers. I like to read foreign news and then see what the media here is spinning or is absolutely vacant on it. There's a good article there from Veterans Today, and I don't really put that much faith in Gordon Duff, but he did bring out some good points there. He went on to say that these conflagrations, I guess you call it, in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria, no media, none, is coming out of those areas of what the U.S. troops and stuff are doing. And it's only through the MOD in Russia that we find out that there's these black helicopters dropping supplies to ISIS or moving them around. But there's nothing in our media that tells us exactly what's going on. And this is in lieu of in 2003, where they had all these many hundreds of embedded reporters riding along in all these personal troop carriers and stuff. Excuse me. And they were giving you the Pentagon's version of how the war was going. And, of course, we know they hired all these PR firms and stuff to be able to sell the war to the Americans. And the only way you can think of that is this policy, it's hard to define the policy, because even I've got veteran friends that served in Iraq and stuff, and when they returned, they says it was nothing about what they were told. And the veterans I've talked to here on the internet here and on this show here, when you ask them that their so-called fighting for their freedoms and stuff, is the country today what you originally fought for? And they all say no. So in lieu of that, you know, about a month or so ago, they came out with that article there in Zero Hedge about American soldiers should be prepared to die for Israel. And I always wonder, you know, like, if that fighting for their freedoms, you know, how that applies to Israel. Of course, again, if you listen to that 2002 video of Netanyahu saying that there was no doubt, he kept repeating that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. And you think of all the thousands of U.S. soldiers that have died. And a lot of those killed in action were only listed as killed in action because they died inside Iraq. And it's probably the same with Afghanistan. But those who die in transit or in the hospitals of Germany and stuff, they're not listed as killed in action there because they only count those that were killed on the ground there. But in lieu of that, down in Hollywood there's a pro-Israel organization that raises hundreds of millions of dollars for Israeli soldiers, while many of U.S. veterans are in extreme financial difficulties. And, of course, this money is tax-deductible for them, and it's removing money from the U.S. economy and diverting it to Israel. And, again, when you see the IG report of 307,000 U.S. soldiers, veterans that have died, again, we're back to that same premise of Bill O'Reilly, where if you can't support our troops and shut up, well, apparently that supporting the troops did not include the veterans that have fought these wars. And as I noted here a while back here, that Trump said, upon his election, that Iraq's oil should be taken to pay for the Wounded Warriors program. Or if you want to translate that, that's where the United States and its coalition forces illegally invaded and occupied Iraq on the premise of Netanyahu's lies in 2002. Again, saying that there was no doubt that Iraq had all these weapons, and of course didn't. And now Trump is saying that about 3 weeks ago that America might have another chance to get Iraq's oil. And I always wonder about this, because when you hear a politician, even if it's a Congress or a Senate, but when your president sits there and says that we don't worship government, we worship God, you actually have to wonder there if that God is basically gold, oil, and drugs. Let me see where we are at time here. I have another video here that it's about Bernie Sanders in an interview here. And I'm a firm believer that Israel does have a right to exist. I have no problem with that. But you see the U.S. cutting off all Palestinian aid. Others,
you joined every single.
Go ahead, Ken.
Last week, you joined every single U.S. senator in signing a letter to the U.N. Secretary General saying that the institution is biased against Israel and effectively trying to shield it from criticism.
No. I don't accept that. Look, I didn't write that letter. I signed on to the letter. It's not a letter that I would have written. There are many problems with Israel, and I have been critical and will be critical of a lot of what Israel does. On the other hand, to see Israel attacked over and over again for human rights violations, which may be true, when you have countries like Saudi Arabia or Syria. Saudi Arabia, I'm not quite sure if women can even drive a car today, okay? So I think the thrust of that letter is not to say that Israel does not have human rights issues. It does. But to say, how come it's only Israel when you have other countries where women are treated as third-class citizens, where in Egypt, I don't know how many thousands of people are now lingering in jail. So that's the point of that. Not to defend Israel, but to say, why only Israel? You want to talk about human rights? Let's talk about human rights.
Should the UN shield Israel from criticism?
No, of course not.
Okay. This letter also denounces the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement known as BDS. You, in your lifetime, are a longtime proponent of nonviolent protests.
Yep.
This, in the eyes of many Palestinians, is the effective way to get Israel to comply with international law and respect Palestinian human rights. Do you accept that?
No, I don't. I mean, look, I respect people will do what they want to do, but I think our job as a nation is to do everything humanly possible to bring Israel and the Palestinians and the entire Middle East to the degree that we can together. But no, I'm not a supporter of that.
Palestinians will say they've resisted violently, they get punished. They resist nonviolently with BDS, they're also punished. We're entering the 50th year in the occupation. June marks 50 years of occupation starting 1967. We know the occupation has no end in sight. We know that this is a government that doesn't plan on ending it. And talks have failed for a quarter century. What, if not BDS, is left for the Palestinians to do?
What must be done is that the United States of America must have a Middle East policy which is even-handed, which does not simply supply endless amounts of money, military support to Israel, but which treats both sides with respect and dignity and does our best to bring them to the table. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Just one more question. It's increasingly evident that hopes for a two-state solution are almost dead. At the same time, polls among Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza are showing that they're increasingly in favor of a one-state solution with equal rights for Israelis and Palestinians alike and equal citizenship. Is that something you believe could happen, or is that something you support?
No, I don't. I mean, I think if that happens, then that would be the end of the state of Israel. Yeah. And I support Israel's right to exist.
Do you think a two-state solution is still viable?
Yes, I think if there is the political will to make it happen and if there is good faith on both sides. I do think it's possible, and I think there has not been good faith, certainly on this Israeli government, and I have my doubts about parts of the Palestinian leadership as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there you see in that that video there, it was taken from Twitter there, that Sanders is talking about the human rights of other countries, and he points out whether it's women's issues or whatever like that, and Saudi Arabia, whatever. And of course, remember, these are all countries the United States supports, and of course, that Israel is aligned with, but he omits a fact about of Israelis killing children, reporters, medics, and again, when the premise of a single state where everyone has equal citizenship, no, he says that then Israel would cease to exist. So again, it's a Jewish-only state, and I can only say this from a viewpoint like living here on reservation. Could you imagine if out of the 50 states that suddenly we had a state for whites, a state for blacks, a state for Indians, a state, this separation stuff. And then you could only imagine the checkpoints and the borders. This isn't the world that we see today, whereas we today are having all this multiculturalism and stuff forced down our throats to blend our societies together. And yet Israel sits there and they live off the U.S. tax dollar, basically, and their arms sales. And I'll get into that here in a minute. But and have their Jewish-only roads and stuff. And that would be called racism. But the minute you bring up anything about being white or something like that or protecting one's own culture, instantly you're labeled as a racist, and that's not factually true. And like here in Montana, we don't see very many black families here in this area here, and I don't know if that's because it gets so cold here or not, but the blacks I know and stuff, they're great people to be around. But when you start pushing people further and further into these massive cultural divides, that's where the issues start. And I just can't see how Israel can be so or use so much doublespeak in the way that it thinks that it has its own personal sovereignty in the world, and no one else has that right to respect that. And again, you can go watch that video on YouTube called Zionist Jews admit that immigration's number one on their agenda. So it's okay for everyone to immigrate to the West or Western countries and destroy those countries with knifings, murders, rapes. And, of course, Israel, they're kicking everyone out so they have a Jewish-only state. And I don't know if people can see the pure hypocrisy behind that. Anyway, in lieu of that, I got a story here about North Carolina. A police officer over there has been put on paid leave after being photographed with a tattoo associated with a national anti-government group. Throwing his ability to function effectively, they say, as a cop into question, according to the department's chief. And this goes on to talk about this officer, Cole P. Daniels, who joined the department in 2014 and was placed on leave on Monday after being photographed earlier this month with a distinctive tattoo, a Roman numeral 3 encircled by stars associated to the 3%ers, a group considered by the Southern Poverty Law Center to be among the anti-government movement. And if you follow this ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, these are the ones that they're not only against Jews, but they're against everyone else, and they're pushing these agendas. There's a guy locally up here in Polson that always writes about the Southern Poverty Law Center as if it's some god to be placed on some plateau or something. But we're seeing more and more that these... The infiltration of these groups is no different than the lobbyists that are lobbying against the people. And it doesn't matter what origin of color, skin, religion, or anything that you are, that they are breaking society down. And most notably here with new information here on free speech. And yes, they're attacking Alex Jones, but they're attacking other people too. And they're trying to make it so that everyone accepts whatever's being pushed down their throat. And again, we're back to the same thing. Where Bernie Sanders talks about the atrocities of Saudi Arabia, now it's been released here that the U.S. military is going to train these Saudi pilots on American soil, despite the outrage over Yemen and their war crimes there. And in lieu of that, the U.S. military bases around the world, and the U.S., who uses in most cases some of the worst human rights violations like that, to send their boys in. As I remind you, the U.S. just withdrew from the Human Rights Organization because of Israel. And this was a country that used to be known as the nation's police force, or the world's police force, where they'd send their troops in, they'd bring calm to an area. And nowadays, it seems like wherever you hear about anything, it's a massive backlash of arms sales to these rapacious regimes, used as a premise, again, like if you read the Lugar-Obama bill that Obama had co-sponsored with Dick Lugar, that anyone that had man pads was kind of like this prima facie evidence for a preemptive attack. Well, then you find out that Obama not only armed ISIS, but even John Kerry just recently came out and said that it was knowingly that Obama was allowing this group to rise, and this was again to destroy Syria. And of course, the U.S. is losing in Syria. We know there's quite a bit of naval armament over there, or a big armada, I guess you call it, of Russian and U.S. And we know that Russia says that if anyone starts bombing Syria's government forces there, that Russia will target those ships. So, I mean, is this really what Americans want to see? And no one wants to rein in this government, or Israel's government, or the Saudi government. We're just supposed to play along with this. And when you sit there and you look at all the massive crimes, you know, and I'm not just talking about death, but I'm talking about the starvation, the hunger, the medical issues that go along with that, that no one seems to care. Like I say, here in America, I guess the banning of plastic straws is supposed to be the most important thing on your mind. Anyway, we got a break coming up here. The callers are invited to call in 1-800-313-9443. And we'll be right back. Talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you want to.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We have Patty on the line over there in Missouri. How are you doing there, Granny?
I'm doing fine, Keith. How about you? You doing better?
Hanging in there. Yeah, hanging in there.
Okay.
Well, what's on your mind, young lady?
Well, remember what we discussed earlier in the about United States defunding UNMWR, United Nations UNMWR.
Yep.
And the tale was that it would bring peace. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with peace. For the Palestinians, the Israelis think it will bring them a little more peace. But here's the gist of it. What it really means is Israel and the United States, by defunding, are actually removing the Palestinian right of return.
That's right.
And
Yeah, that's like Kushner over there going down to Jordan and stuff, trying to make it so that the Palestinians are not recognized there anyway, and this is where they're just going to wipe the Palestinians off the map, I guess you call it.
Well, yeah, and all this war against BDS and stuff, this was all planned a while back. It's not something that just happened randomly. But see, here's what the Israelis are saying, that the original Palestinian refugees are dead.
Right.
There's no such thing as second, third, fourth generation descendants. They don't have the right to return.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense if you say that, because the original Jews are all dead too, right?
Well, I was going to get to that. There's a few of the alleged Holocaust victims, I think about four or five left. And I was thinking, well, should that not also apply to all the descendants of these, in quote, Holocaust survivors? Their descendants? Should they not also be cut off from reparations? You know, I'm one of them, what's fair for the gander's fair for the goose.
Well, that's, yeah, the way I look at it, too.
Yeah, and I just did some real deep reading and some thinking about that today. And I heard an Israeli on the radio today talking about that, saying there's no such thing as any more Palestinian refugees left, even though they're in an open an open refugee camp, or gulag is what I call it, with being denied just basic rights to life. And they're not refugees, right?
Right, Patty. Well, that's why I always try to study demographics. And that's why when you look up the demographics of, say, Gaza and how many youth are there today, so that means that a lot of people that have been killed off and stuff just have their children there. But, again, we're back to the same thing, that age group means that mostly the people being killed are in their early 20s and stuff by Israel.
Right.
They don't have a right to life.
The descendants of the refugees, right? They're mostly young people.
Yeah.
And so,
I don't see the morality behind that.
Well, I don't either. But here's the thing: it is. Here's what's the really gist of it. If Israel allows, now I'm not saying I'm just saying this is the way they're thinking. If they allow all these Palestinians the right of return, even though they say Palestine never existed, it did exist. We've seen evidence of it. But by denying their descendants the right of return, that protects Israel and helps it and will help it maintain its majority population. See, that's what they're afraid of. The right of return to all of these refugees would be probably, from all over the world, probably about 5 million Palestinians, which would mean if they all had the right of return to come back to Israel, then the Palestinians would be the larger population. They would outpopulate the Jews. But you see what I'm getting at here?
Right.
See, we can't believe anything we're told. Well, we are lied to like dogs.
Right.
We're nothing in these.
Yeah, my break's coming up here, but yeah, I know what you mean there, Patty. It's ridiculous here. We're back to equality. Why don't people all have equality, not just an elite group there? But anyway, thanks for calling in, okay?
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. We'll be right back with Michael in Wisconsin.
Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Frustrations. You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to switch over to Michael in Wisconsin. Good evening, Michael. Hope you're having a good evening.
I am indeed. Yes, I am indeed having a great weekend, and happy Labor Day to everyone. Love driving through Montana. Slick off of the Chinook winds in Livingston.
Oh.
Say, did you ever listen to Stu Webb?
I've listened to a little of them like that. It, to me, it's like listening to the other guy over here in Montana. What's his name? Aliens and crap. Not much into that, but yeah. But go ahead. Yeah.
Well, you know, before the internet and all that, the only way you could really get alternative news was shortwave radio. At least that's how I got it. And I was listening to Tom Valentine, Radio Free America. Stu Webb was off and on there. He gets off into some wild stuff every now and then, but one thing, his main focus is when he was a contractor and he unknowingly married into the Leonard Millman mob in Denver, which is now run by Larry Mizell. Larry Mizell and his partner, Norman Brownstein, you know, they run AIPAC, And they run Great West Life, Richmond American Homes, Chubb Securities, AIG, HSBC Bank. And along with the Bushes and the Clintons were running all their drugs, the Iran-Contra narcotics, through Pier 66 in Miami, Mena, Arkansas, and Santa Fe, and then laundering them through Silverado. That was the whole Silverado scandal back in the 90s. But I'm not hearing most of the alternative media. Nobody's talking about it. I mean, it's more than just the Clintons. Let's see what the Bushes are up to. And Larry Mizell, right? This whole crowd. Now, the Christians are duped and doped by people like John Hagee, Pat Robertson, you know, most people. We got to support Israel. Psalms 122 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But to the Christians out there, to those that have any essence of believing in the Bible, right, the seed of Abraham, which is Israel, according to Galatians and Romans, the whole New Testament, is now those that are in Christ, right?
Right.
So there is a replacement theology. They want to intimidate you with that term. But is there not a new covenant, a replacement? So there is a true spiritual Israel, right? So to support geographical Israel is an abomination, right? Geographical Israel, and I'm not anti-Jewish people, but let's just face the facts of who's running this country. The Jewish mob, located in Denver, has extorted $20 trillion out of the U.S. Treasury and launder it through all these different banks and entities, like AIG and so forth. Stu Webb is the only one that I know of that's naming names, naming the companies, and getting real specific, whereas Alex Jones and everybody else is just totally silent. So
right.
How much of the alternative media is being controlled by what I call the fake Illuminati? There's no new world order there. Okay, it's just the old world order of Adam, of death and darkness and deception. But the Christians are duped and doped in supporting geographical Israel. And if you really want to get specific, Galatians 4, talking about the old Jerusalem, geographical Jerusalem, is relating it to Sinai and the law. In Galatians chapter 4, verse 30, says, cast out the bondwoman. Okay? Forget about
right.
it. There's a new covenant. So, anyways, that's my thought. But I appreciate you letting
all
me
right.
share. Because most people would have cut me off by now with people like Michael Rivero. Boom! I'd be out.
Well, you know what? I have an open mind there, and like I say, I like to do a lot of research, and I was an ordained minister for 24 years or something like that. I know my Bible. The point is, though, is that the entire theme of the scriptures, I'll give you a reference here, Michael. There was the Ten Commandments, and so the Hebrews at that time wanted to know which one of the ten was the best. And so Christ gave them two more, the two greater ones of love. And he says that above this there is no command. And so when you entail all that love, I mean, that was the entire theme of the Bible, God's love. And so I don't think shooting your fellow neighbors or any of that stuff is love. And it's all for what, a piece of land?
Yeah, well, the key is, you know, from what I understand, through Stu Webb, he had Cynthia McKinney, I think she was or is a senator in Alabama.
She was.
She was explaining how the senators, this is all hidden stuff, how they have to sign an AIPAC agreement titled Israeli First.
Right.
So that's why, I mean, throughout the media, you know, people talk, oh, the Jews run Hollywood. Well, let's get specific who they are. Larry Mizell now runs the Jewish mob. Netanyahu works for him. Hillary Rodenhurst, she's also a Jew. You know, Bernie Sanders. It's all a game they're playing, okay? And it's
right.
all being orchestrated by Larry Mizell, Denver. He's the director of AIPAC. You can Google, you know, go to Google Images and type in Larry Mizell, Netanyahu. You'll see some pictures come up of them. That's who runs the country. Along with the Bushes and all their drugs and the looting of America. Another thing I like that Stu Webb says is George Bush owns Westar Satellite in Dallas. And together with his other company, E-Systems, and another company called Raytheon in Arizona, they pull electricity off the Hoover Dam on 9/11 and use Westar satellite to shoot a sonar light beam, okay? And that incinerated the towers. That's why you see no porcelain, no marble. Everything was just disintegrated. It wouldn't happen because of some bombs down below the buildings. It was a satellite beam that incinerated those towers.
Well, I would only interject one thing on there, that a beam would not throw steel girders that are 50, 60 foot long hundreds of feet out sideways from a building. It would have to take some kind of an explosion to do that, to force a blast like that. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, that happened too, but I'm just saying, I'm not hearing anybody else other than Stu Webb talking about Westar Satellite. Let's get into the Bushes and see what they own and what they run, you know.
Right.
You never hear about Neil Bush, you know, Silverado Savings and
right.
Lawndale.
Right.
You know, John McCain's was all a part of that, Keating. They're all a part of it.
Yeah, this is how they were going to push their New World Order stuff, and 9/11 was actually, Clinton started that thing with Oklahoma City there, and this was the, of course, the only way to go after that was to go after Americans, to curtail all their rights, go after their guns, and you know, because I've heard people in Europe say that when America goes down, then the world will realize what's going on, because America was a bastion of freedom.
Well, I do believe everything's happening for a reason, and every act of creation is an act of destruction. So the Lord is waking up America and
right.
revealing who this fake Illuminati and how all their corruption runs. Okay, so we're waking up, and then we're not operating in what I call insulated innocence, but we're moving into uninsulated innocence, where we know what's going on. Trump is part of this restoration. And it's just a matter of patience and just having faith in God. And I believe that just two faithful prayer people in America can save America, because Jesus said, wherever two or more are gathered and agree in my name, it'll be done. So I'm asking people, you know, let me just say this last thing here, Keith. I appreciate the time. When you pray, just envision America cupped in your hands like in a sphere of light, you know. And the Bible says in Mark 11:24, when you pray, believe you have received. Just envision
right.
it in your hand that you have received it, and it will be granted to you. So we pray right now and just thank you, Jesus, that the earth, planet Earth, is encapsulated, encompassed, ensphered in your glory in the name of Jesus. Ezekiel 43:2 says, and the earth shined with his glory. So
right.
to the New World Order, you're not new. You're just the old world order of Adam. You're a fake Illuminati. The only true illumination is the Lord Jesus Christ, bright morning star, the reason everything is happening for a reason. Believe it. God is in control. He creates
right.
good and evil. He's just using this fake Illuminati as puppets and pawns in his hand to bring judgment on America, because it needs it, because it's very decadent, okay? And some people, there's always a remnant that will wake up to prayer
right.
and fasting. That's all Joel says, to restore your country, fasting and prayer. Has it come to fasting and prayer? We've tried everything else. Has it come to trusting God? You know.
Yeah. Well,
appreciate
all right,
your time,
Michael.
Keith. Have a great
yeah.
night.
All right, I'm just going to say in lieu
I'll
of
go,
that.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, remember, Christ said his kingdom is not of this world, and if you want to say mega, make America great again, remember the scriptures are clear when they say that conditions will advance from bad to worse, and that's how we get into Revelation 9 about so many, one-third of the population being destroyed and stuff. Nothing's going to get better.
Well,
it's just an illusion.
Kingdom,
you know.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Matthew 4:17, Jesus said, yeah, the kingdom is not of this world. In other words, it's not derived from the external realm, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He said the kingdom is within, and the reason the kingdom is within us is because the King of Kings is within us. Matthew 4:17, Jesus clearly said the kingdom is at hand.
Right.
Heaven,
and it's
the fullness of his glory is at hand. Is all of sin and falling short of the glory of God. Most Christians are still falling short of the glory of God because they're sitting in their dead church, not
right.
dedicating their entire existence to becoming a house of prayer. And the Lord told me, if you're not a house of prayer on fire with the infinite white light of Jesus Christ, just a lukewarm house of cards.
Yeah. Well, I've highlighted that too here. That's the fact here is that out of an entire week, a Christian today allegedly will spend 1 hour at church, and then they, you know, for the other 170 some hours like that, they think that the you know that they're Christian, and you can tell by their actions and how bad the morality of this country is that the attack was at. I mean, the attack is on Christianity and those who worship God, and that's why we're having courses in Philadelphia on the querying of God and stuff. This is all being put in place because God said he'll put it in their hearts. But anyway, I have another caller there, but thanks for calling in, okay, Michael?
Thank you, Keith.
All right, my bestie there. Rhonda in Missouri, good evening. I hope you're having a good evening.
Yeah, I am, Keith. How are you doing? Good?
I'm hanging in there.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
It's regarding McCain.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, McCain, Netanyahu, and Trump. Okay, so we know that Donald Trump, apparently is a friend of Israel, right?
Yeah, he's a Zionist. He openly admits that. He openly admitted he was a Zionist.
Okay, so you got Trump, Netanyahu likes Trump. And McCain, after he passed away, there's an article on The Hill that says Netanyahu salutes McCain.
Right.
His support for Israel never wavered. So my question is if both of them were pro-Israel, why did they not get along?
I believe, Rhonda, in the good cop, bad cop scenario, it's where they both work for the state. And, yeah, you might get beat up with a phone book, but they're still, you know, it's like the state. It always gets its conviction, regardless whether you're given a court-appointed attorney and everything like that. The state will always get its conviction. So, regardless, there's an agenda working here, and that's why this Israeli firsters. You can go over to YouTube and watch Pence and Trump talking about Israel. And, like, in any other society, you would think that this undying or unwavering support for Israel would be basically treason, because you're talking about U.S. soldiers being killed, the millions of starving and homeless, and this is all to facilitate the betterment of a foreign nation. That's treason.
Yep. So the other thing is that Lindsey Graham invited Ivanka and Jared to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was really interesting, and they went. So, score
but Trump
one,
wasn't
I guess.
Allowed.
I don't know.
Trump wasn't allowed to go. Yeah.
And I think this is like the second time she's done something that was anti her father. If that was my dad, I'd say no. If he's not invited, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, remember, biblically, like it says, the love of the greater number shall cool off. And this is, again, where I'm back to the same premise here. If Christ taught that the two principal things were the two greater things were love. Love God with your whole heart, soul, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And if you can't do that, including going to war with your so-called enemy, remember the Bible says pray for your enemy. It doesn't say go out there and drone them to death and stuff like that, you know. You know, this shows you where politicians today fail. They're making $174,000 a year to meet from 130 to 180 days a year, sometimes 200, and they can't sit down and grab their bat phone to talk to some politician somewhere else in another country unless they, you know, well, let's send the troops in, you know. I mean, this is ridiculous. This isn't a political thing, you know. It's this hegemony of empire that they know is coming to an end. And if you read the stock reports and actual financial reports from all these different countries of all their currency failing now, we're looking at a great, great depression, and what follows that is a great, great war.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is it's kind of interesting because I was like looking up McCain stuff not too long because I can't hardly stand looking at it.
That's
but, you know, you see her, well, you look at, right, but, you know, I was kind of curious, because, I mean, no, I sit here and listen to RBN and do my other stuff, but, you know, then one of the radio hosts will talk about it, and I'll go, I want to see, because his funeral thing was today, and couldn't hardly stand listening to that. It was MSNBC. Of course, that's what you get when you Google MSNBC or CNN. That's your first choice, but anyway, so I was watching her talk, and then I went over to the other day. I was looking for news on him, and I was like, Megan is on The View. the show The View. And actually, John, her dad went on there with her last October, right after he got the diagnosis. And I thought, this is really weird, because you never hear a politician talk about your Lord. I don't know if he said God. I know he said the Lord. But they get really interesting. It gets, you know, this is a thing about life and regrets, right? Why would you want to wait until the end and have to regret what you did?
That's like the atheist in the foxholes syndrome there. It's like watching Bill Clinton, those guys all singing their little choired hymns there at McCain's funeral. And the fact is, these guys have been behind the authorization of killing countless millions of people, and suddenly they have a way to talk to God?
Right, anyway, while Bill is chewing gum.
Yeah.
While Bill's chewing gum. Okay, Keith, I'll let you go. Okay.
All right, thanks for calling in, okay? Best to you there.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. I got some more interesting stories here, if you like the military.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to take you back a little bit here. You know, right after 2003, I got curious about a lot of things, and so I looked up Noam Chomsky, and I found his email over there at that college that he was teaching at. And I started emailing regularly with Noam there, and I learned a lot from him. And his admission about a lot of what Israel was doing, and this was in lieu of, I knew that something was going on after 2003, but I knew it even before then, back in the 80s, when Oliver North was on trial in the shadow government, Rex 84, and the replacing of the U.S. Constitution, that you know, all this was planned. And so, like I say, if you draw the lines, you can connect the dots. And Noam was telling me about how Israel sold the arms for the Rwanda genocide, the Guatemalan genocide and stuff. And you can look this up. Usually it's in the Israeli Times or the Times of Israel or the Haaretz News there. But these are some headlines here. Israel refuses to end arms sales to Burma's military amid ongoing violence against these Muslims over there. Another headline is records documenting Israel's arms sales to Rwanda during the 1994 genocide there will remain sealed and concealed from the public. Israel's hand in Guatemala's genocide. Who describes some of the history behind Israel's activities in Guatemala? By the way, these are all from the Times of Israel. You can go right to their website and look that up. And so there's a question here about who does Israel sell the arms to? And it goes on talking about Israel's actual military arms sales. Even the Iron Dome that you've seen U.S. Congress appropriate hundreds of millions of dollars for to so-called protect Israel, Israel is reselling that same Iron Dome system. Israel has been indicted in the United States for smuggling arms to Somalia. This is where U.S. soldiers are dying. That's in Haaretz News. Arms exports from Israel to Africa on the upswing. Israeli arms sales from to African countries are growing steadily, with the defense exports increasing 70% between 2015 and 2016 to reach a record $275 million. And then here's a pot meet kettle moment. The president of the Philippines, Duterte down there, will be landing in Israel on Sunday evening for a four-day official visit. This is the first visit by the Philippine president since the two countries established a diplomatic relation in 1957. Following his stay in Israel, Duterte will continue on to Jordan. According to his official schedule, the Philippine president, who is known for his highly controversial comments and who has been accused of egregious human rights violations in his country, will be having lunch with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and also meet with his president, Rivlin over there, and will participate in the event involving the Filipinos working in Israel tour. And it goes on to talk about here about the in addition, however, the visit includes other aspects that have not been made public, including the visit to display advanced weapons and equipment arranged by the defense minister. So again, Israel is funding these rapacious regimes. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consult